אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, I'm יצחק ידיד. I'm a composer and pianist. I've been living in Australia for 13 years. Now I'm based in Perth, Western Australia.
I must tell our listeners that you're very modest because you are an award-winning international composer and concert pianist, and you were born in Israel and you won really incredible prestigious prizes. Please tell us about your childhood. I knew you grew up, you were born and grew up in Jerusalem. How did it impact your life?
Well, Jerusalem is a wonderful city, as many of you, I believe, our listeners, I believe, know. And it's a city of conflict. And that influence, that was a big impact on my life. There's a lot of paradox in the city. On the one hand, Orthodox, and then there is the secular, and it's the conflict between spirituality and secular life. On the other hand, there is the conflict between Palestinians and Israel, and you can see the borders. So living, growing up in Jerusalem, it was greatly influenced my creative work. And what I do in music is what I hope that we can practice in life, which is live together. And it's about integration, inclusive. So I'm bringing together traditions that some people or perhaps would not be possible to work in what's called real life.
I know that you got Pras Azrieli, a very prestigious prize for Jewish music as a composer. What did you compose that earned you this prestigious prize?
The Azrieli Prize is an international prize that's given to a composer who composed a piece that integrates Jewish traditions with Western art practice. And I composed the piece for chamber orchestra and the original piece called Kiddushim veKilulim. And then I made some adjustment to small ensemble and then a new piece called Kadosh, Kadosh and Cursed. And that piece that got the awards of the Azrieli is about the tension at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the city I was born and grew up, as I said before. And it's always interested me because I love the Kotel. I love the whole area there. I love to visit there. I love East Jerusalem. It's the most inspirational place for me in the world. I love seeing the people. It interests me. And whenever I come there, you see on the one hand the holiness of the place. That's why I call it Kadosh Kadosh, because the people that they come for spirituality, they're very many strong believers of both not only also the Muslims and the Jews. On the other hand, I call it a curse, because there is almost like a curse in this place. And I'm not saying it from any political point of view, because I'm apolitical in my music. I bring the subject, but I'm not giving solutions. So that piece is about the tension. It's very dramatic. It brings, on the one hand, Jewish prayers and Jewish traditions together with Arabic music, makamat, which is the Arabic model system, and ornamentations, blends it with contemporary classical music. So that's the piece for Azrieli Prize.
We are talking to Yitzhak Yadid, award-winning international composer, and concert pianist. I think we can call you Israeli-Australian living in Perth. I know that our listeners in Melbourne will be able to see you on stage after the year of Corona, after the drought. You are going back onto stage.
That is correct, and I'm so, so excited to share my music with the people. And yes, I will be performing at the Melbourne Recital Centre on April 8th at 7:30 p.m. It will be lovely to meet people that interested in music. I will perform solo piano recital of original compositions of mine, including as well as traditional music, some nigunim. There's one specific piece that I've actually just picked up a couple of weeks ago. It's called Hishtapchut HaNefesh, which is about our soul. So there will be a number of originals and a number of traditional compositions.
So it's Melbourne Recital Center, 8th of April on Thursday. Itzhak, I've got a question for you. You, as an international, as award-winning international composer, you were going around the world, flying around the world, giving concerts everywhere. How did the corona year, how did it impact you?
Okay, do we have time for an answer?
No, very quick, 1 minute.
It might take a little longer than a minute, but yeah, I'll make it short. Look, it's a paradox. On the one hand, there is now the understanding that what was happening before was wrong. Running so fast from one place to another, it felt like we were in a pollution area, like polluted. Like it's all like, it's stress in life. Something was not right. Something was unnatural in the way that we conducted our life. So, okay, we're restarting now, hopefully soon. We should take things a little bit more calmly. That's the first thing. On the other hand, it's interesting because so abruptly, all of a sudden, we are in a corona situation. We're in a restrictions. I can't visit my parents. I can't fly. I have many concerts I'm unable to attend. And so it brings me to this thinking that things can change very abruptly from, well, let's hope for the good, but that could also change for a bad. So I'm thinking let's enjoy the good that we have in our life and let's appreciate it, stay with that, and hopefully things will change for the good and not for the bad.
Itzhak Yadid, thank you so much and good luck. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.